Beginn der Kranja, man sagt, dass sie wollen mit Afrika Fchers, beginnen mit Alfa, beginnen mit Masta, beginnen mit Digmar, aber Lehme, 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 So which Rebbe Loza is referring to? So it says, Rebbe Loza, that chaylitz, which later on, the Malvim, and after Tanik, Abba Shemir, Asiyav, we talk regarding the woman, the Benin, Fijib, and Shekid, the Shach, and Bezachar, so let's say the brother goes and gets engaged to her sister, Allah has Mesi of Imtai, if the Yavama dies, Mutab Ishta is permitted with this woman that he was engaged to. Mesi Ishta, if the woman is engaged to dies, Isi Yavama, Chalatz, Mam Zivim, is that Yavama actually Yavtu Chalitza and not Yibum. Of course, since she was also for one moment when he was engaged to his wife, then she becomes Asra Elamas. So you see that's this opinion of Rebbe Loza. Pekudja's Pesach, Rashi explains a different source. Then Rebbe Loza, Perek Beis Shammai, later on, of Koptes and Menaf. Now we're going to Mishnah Magash, the Sishnah Betzir, but some divorce his wife and he remarries her. And then he dies without any children. Mutarz Yab and Tanakama says it's permitted to do Yibim. Rav Isis is forbidden. Why? Because when he had divorced her at that point in time, she was forbidden to the brother. So even when he remarries, it says it remains a Sura Elamas. No, we're not going to like basic lili. Says that's Rabbi Yechanan, who we're trying to support that he says Achayz in Dei Bishanan, who's the Tanah by Mishnah. That's what we're going to make. That's what we're concluding this. Rabbi Chizda, Mukim Masin in Shavuos Eitz. According to Rabbi Chizda, he actually explains a Mishnah in Shavuos Tav Lam Beis Amenal. The Kafush name of Asachas that both of the witnesses they denied at the same moment. That's Rabbi Basic Lili. Rabbi Yechanan actually masks us. He actually concludes over there. Falter Meron, he can even say he's going to Rabbanan. That it's technically deeper, which again, since it's like his reasoning over here, that we're not going to say anonymous mishnah, like basically. Now, in Perikam the Ervin, however, Tais points out, first Perikam the Ervin, the famous Bays, in the Maskal Masafik, Tais said, Parashia explained, that however, although we don't say it like anonymous, like basically, the Epshal Tzamtzim, but the Kamalon, we do rule the Bidei Odom, regarding when things are done by a person, regarding Umid Kaparat, that Epshal Tzamtzim actually could be precise. Now, moreover, Bidei Shemaim Namimashma, Rava, however, according to Rava, it does sound like that even something that as a natural thing, the Islay Perik Basim B'chayis that he does hold in the last Perik B'chayis of Samach and Beis, the Epshal Tzamtzim that it could we actually could say it'll be exact. Gabi Yotzer Shnayim Basiri where both of them come out as the tenth one. Or Perik Bahim Amakash Chul Navayim Menav Gabi Boyer regarding the question of Holch Beivar Macharev. You go by the limbs after the majority. The Mukala where the Gemara explains the Shiyotzer Chetz B'nei Beivar. The half came out with the majority of the limb. Now Beyam the Epshal Tzamtzim the big so you cannot be precise. Mike and Boyer was the Gemara's question. But in Manu Shachatun Kavur either way that fetus comes as can be buried the Shemayot because maybe the majority of it. You have to be concerned that maybe the majority came out, meaning the Gemara there as regarding half of the fetus together with the majority of the limb. So the Gemara's question is that you combine the minority of the limb that's still inside to the majority of the limb that's on the outside, and it's like the majority of the fetus came out. So it says you would have to be concerned that either way it's going to have to be buried regarding this firstborn. So obviously that it's Epshal Tzamtzim, and you can know that for sure that half of it came out. So Tais is bothered. So why are we saying that we're not saying we're like Lily? We see that we do say Epshal Tzamtzim in the Shemaim. Tais says, but Bein Laharach, we don't have to be lengthy about it over here because Shemarachti there in Bukhares, Tavit Zemim Bez, Maschel Epshal Tais is lengthy about it over there. Next Tais Maschel, Bein Zgumahach, the Ein Chamei Zabereisha. Well, that's the one where the mother-in-law is now first. The one that is not the mother-in-law is the one who is first. Which says, I'm going to say, it's still difficult from the Mishnah and Rav, the Shai Felishnia. Okay, that only answered Rabbi Yechanan. Because Rav holds that even the mother-in-law should be permitted, even though she's second. So it's something to consider. The Rav, no, the question doesn't start. Not like Rav, it's like the Re, and that the Rav Islay in Zik, Rav holds, no, there's no Zik. And the mitzvah is not forbidden because we nullify the mitzvah of Yibim. Because you the Miyab Midrash, and the whole reason is concerned that maybe you can do Miyab the other one first. Now, what Rav is talking about when it's only one brother, therefore there's no concern, but Miyab, and so therefore there's no difficulty on Rav, and Allah of the Mishnah. Next, this master brings Gemara, Beleza Oimer, he says, Bisham Mikhaimu. Bisham says, no, you do stay, Bisil says you have to get rid of them. I'm beginning to say, what's he coming to tell us? He's coming to tell us the opinion of Bishamai. We already know the halacha of Yeitu. So it sounds like only we're calling Bishamai Yikaimu. The parable is the middle, is what the Gemara asked in Shabbos of Gabal Hamad, Heim and Aleph. What's he telling us? Why would he tell us the opinion of Bishamai? Which we don't really like Bishamai. Bishamai says, but you can say, that's a chacha. No, we do need it. Lafukim Ibrahim Sabashol. That just come to tell us that the version is the opposite of the Ibrahim Sabashol. No, but he says the inverse opinion. The Kalam Labisil, but he says Bisil was the linya and Bisham was Machma. No, it tells Bisil was the Machma and Bishamai was the linya, but not really regarding the opinion of Bishamai.